your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
It's going to be a fun broadcast. Dr. Shealy, are you bliss?
Bliss.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, blissed? Here we go. Broadcasting live for 2 hours today from high top the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. And there's a link on the website if you'd like some more information about who we are, USAPrepares.com. Aaron's producing the broadcast, the worldwide broadcast, right here on Genesis Communications Network, the world's largest alternative radio network. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Finelli, and I've got some articles on the website that you may want to peruse. One of them deals with the Get Prepared Expo. It's in less than 2 weeks. Less than 2 weeks to the Get Prepared Expo. Over 70 seminars. It's a sold-out show. Absolutely sold out. We've used more tables and seminars than they can provide space for, so we're adjusting to expand the show larger than the capacity that's available for us. And Doomsday Preppers, they're going to be doing a casting call at the Get Prepared Expo April 6th and 7th. So if you'd like to be on Doomsday Preppers, you can talk to the casting director in person and have dinner with her at the Get Prepared Expo. Dinner cost is $6, $7 if you want the freeze-dry guy astronaut ice cream with your dinner. $6 or $7 for dinner. Dr. Shealy, have you ever had freeze-dried ice cream?
No, I have had baked Alaska, but not freeze-dried.
Well, it's, you know, when you can put it in your hand, and I'm talking about like an ice cream sandwich.
Right.
And you can put it in your hand, and it weighs almost nothing. And then you put it in your mouth, and it's room temperature, and it just kind of melts in your mouth. It tastes like ice cream, and it just no moisture. Very interesting.
It's fascinating.
Yeah. So we're going to serve that for we're going to have a freeze dried guy banquet dinner. So we're going to have freeze dried food. We'll hydrate it and we'll heat it up, and we're going to have a banquet.
The ice cream you won't eat.
Yeah, we will. We're gonna have ice cream, and it's really neat. It's everybody grins when they have it. They go, you know, this tastes like ice cream. It is. It's just no moisture in it until you put it in your mouth. We're gonna be giving away 1,000 copies of the Global Incident Map to all of our instructors and our guests. So we have 1,000 copies. And we're going to give them away. The first 500 through the door, get them on Saturday. And the first 500 on Sunday will get the Global Incident Map. What is it? It's a map of all kinds of bad things that are happening all over the world. Think of it like a flat map with blinking icons. So if there's a hazardous spill, if there's a conflict, if there's a nuclear event, if there's radioactivity, it's all on this map. And you just point your mouse to the blinking icon, and it will give you a description of who, what, when, where, why, and how on this map. Absolutely fascinating. And it's worth $198. It's a full subscription. It's not a trial size. It's the real deal. It's the same map that governments all over the world purchase subscriptions for. We're going to get the real deal, the whole thing. We're going to give out $200,000 worth of them. Really.
It reminds me, Ben, yeah. You could put on a postage stamp all the good events happening in the world, I think.
You know, I'm so glad you said that, Dr. Shealy, because I believe that's true. Not much good is happening, and I think that people are more, well, that's one of the things I want to talk to you about today. Well, let me introduce who you are to the class. Dr. Norman Shealy is with us every Wednesday right here for 2 hours on Genesis Communications Network. And he's with me every Thursday afternoon on a local radio station in Springfield, Missouri for an hour. And there's information to this schedule on the website. Dr. Shealy has written over 28 books. He's been a broadcaster for over 2.2 decades, and he writes a newsletter that you can subscribe to without any cost, no obligation, no salesman will call, and it's really neat, and I'm not kidding about that. And I'll tell you how you can get that right now, normshealy.com. Just go to his website, Norm, N-O-R-M, as in Norman, Shealy, S-H-E-A-L-Y, .com, normshealy.com, and you can sign up for his newsletter. And Dr. Shealy is one of the world's leading experts in pain management. He was the first physician to specialize in the resolution of chronic pain. He's a pioneer in developing safe and effective treatments such as biogenics. Dr. Shealy founded the first comprehensive pain and stress management research institute and in the United States. And he's published over 325 works. He gives seminars and workshops worldwide, and he has been a consultant to leaders in every specialty, including the personal physicians of President John Fitzgerald Kennedy and President Eisenhower. That's who Dr. Shealy is, and I am just delighted to be able to call him friend. I'm very serious. Dr. Shealy, thanks for being with us today. Really.
Hey, of course, Ben. Always a great pleasure. You know, I got an interesting article yesterday that I think people really, really need to be aware of. I first became aware of the, you know, the dangers and potentials for major climate change back in 1982 when I read John Hamaker's book, The Survival of Civilization. Hamaker had studied the ice ages through the millennia and shown unequivocally that every 100,000 years, roughly, we have 90,000 years of glaciers and 10,000 years in between. And we're now slightly past the 10,000-year interglacial period. And it has so much less to do with humanity than anything. It's a natural thing related to solar and cosmic changes and earth changes. And I think it's important for people to be aware that the government and Al Gore, the creep, has put on the world this nonsense about human things. Did you know that the volcano in Iceland, in the first 4 days when it erupted, it erased, if you will, the last 5 years of so-called control of carbon dioxide emissions. More importantly, there are 200 active volcanoes on the world. They're mm-hmm. pouring out carbon dioxide every day.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea that we idiots, and as a humans, I have to say, we have learned less in the last 10,000 years than a flea learns in a lifetime, I think, in being bright about what we do. But the idea that global warming is related to us is beyond ludicrous. So I'm off my soapbox on that one.
Dr. Shealy, we're going to have a seminar. John Moore has been talking about these things, global warming. He's a broadcaster. He's been to every single one of our expos, and he's going to be on stage twice during the April 6th and 7th Get Prepared Expo right here in Lebanon, Missouri. And if you'd like to learn more about it, just go to the website, usaprepares.com. It's called the Get Prepared Expo. You can type in Get Prepared Expo also. It'll take you to the same place. He's going to talk about that. He's been warning us for years. And I'm so glad you mentioned that also, Dr. Shealy, because right now I know you raise beef, and so do I. And we are going through hay at the rate of 2 to 3 times the normal consumption. And it looks like we, as well as just about all the other farmers, are going to run out of hay because We are in our emergency rations right now because it's so cold the cows cannot eat the grass that would normally be growing right this minute because of climate change.
The reason I brought this up is this is the coldest March that we've had in the last 31 years that I know of here in Missouri. And, of course, John Hammaker in his book predicted if we did not reverse the CO2 accumulation in the atmosphere by 1995, it's too late. So this may be the prelude to the next glacial period.
Well, it's really rough on the farmers. I know it's rough on the animals. We've had cows giving birth over the last week, and it takes a lot of our time. And that's not the concern, how much time it takes us. But what my concern is, when these animals are born, they're born soaking wet. They're born the size of a large German Shepherd, and literally they're soaking wet. And when they're wet, it's really hard for them to stay warm, and they can't stay warm in sleet. They can't stay warm in freezing rain, and they can't stay warm in 33 degree rain. It's really rough on these animals. And I know all the other farmers are having the same problems we are. They, you know, I'm worried about them getting pneumonia. These little newborn calves, you know.
Well, I agree. I'm delighted that I'm knocking wood that we haven't had any yet. Would they're due any day?
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that the predicted warm up this weekend actually happens.
Well, if it doesn't, the Finelli family is in trouble because we don't know where we can get hay. It's unavailable to us right now, and we're running out. We only have, we're down to probably our last 20,000 pounds of hay, and that's probably a little over a week's worth at the current rate. Not good. So, Dr. Shealy, since we're talking about, when we first started, your comments reminded me of anger and people not being happy and people being uptight. And one of the things I'd like to talk about is how that affects the unborn. Now, not only the unborn children, humans, but what about the unborn animals that we may have? And let's talk about that when we come back. Is yelling and screaming and high anxiety and violence, does that affect the unborn? Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
The Freeze-Dry Guy wants your attention for very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze-Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without. With big survival buck savings, our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese, all packed in 6 heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now, the best part, buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy 2 cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy 3 cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Now there's is an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Shealy's with us. And my question for Dr. Norman Shealy is, what are the effects on the unborn child, on the unborn animal? Let's start with an animal. Let's say we have a pregnant dog, and she's about to give birth, and all the time that she's been preparing for this birth, she's been in a home where there's yelling and screaming and arguing. And let's say the couple have frequent arguments, and they're loud, and they're semi-violent, but just words, you know, no throwing things, but loud arguments. As more and more people are becoming unhappy, the economy is taking its toll on the family. Dr. Shealy, does that have an effect, you think, on the unborn puppies, so that when they're born, they're different from if they lived in a calm household?
Well, I don't know about animals, but I would imagine or suspect or intuit that the puppies would be greatly more nervous, if you will, anxious, mm-hmm. agitated, because we certainly know that humans who are born after what I call a traumatic pregnancy have lifelong problems.
Very, very interesting. And here's why I bring this up. You've met our Neapolitan Mastiff, and she's a pretty large dog, maybe 120 pounds. And people will say to her, you know, she'll go up and she'll say hi. She knows when there's a threat, and she knows who's friend and she knows who's foe. And people say, wow, you know, what a nice dog. I mean, she's intimidating to some people. But what I'm saying, I mean, she's got a big mouth. She really does. I mean, if she clamps down, then she's going to be bleeding everywhere. But she appears to be very calm and very docile. And there is no yelling, no screaming, no arguing, no raised voices in our household. It doesn't happen. And I'm wondering if that's part of the reason why she's so calm.
I would definitely.
All of our dogs are. Every one of them is
right.
Calm.
Well, it's interesting. You know, I adopted this year and a half old German Shepherd, Tonto.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not unpleasant, but he is by far what I call the most needy dog I've ever owned. He needs constant attention.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I give him lithium orotate every morning. It helps a great deal.
So are you saying that as you walk around the farmhouse, he eyes the pant legs and wants to hold on to them, and he wants to untie your shoelaces? And is that what we're talking about?
He follows me. I mean, I can't move without his being right at me.
Mm-hmm.
And he's hyper. He just, and if I pet the other dog, he starts whining.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, because we have a similar problem. We just got another protection animal, an English Mastiff, who will be bigger than Iudi. This Thomas Jefferson is his name, TJ for short. I expect that he's going to be about 150 to 200 pounds. Now, when we pet him and talk to him, our Neapolitan Mastiff, Iudi, seems very concerned, and sometimes her feelings get hurt. You can see she kind of slinks away, and she's kind of bummed out. So do you think animals have feelings like that? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, heavens, yes. I think that my favorite subject on this book on that subject is when animals weep. And, yes, animals, of course, have every emotion that we have, including grief.
I was wondering about that, because you've heard the class. I'm sure you've heard the stories about the man or the person who would come home from work, at the train station every day, and the dog would greet the master. And when the master died and didn't come home, the dog would still go to the train station, you know, for months, sometimes years, waiting for his master to come home. So, Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. I want to talk about, when we come back, I observed something very interesting with Iudi. She looked out the window before she went outside. I'll tell you a little bit about that. And I'm wondering, can dogs plan? That's my question for Dr. Shealy when we come back. Can dogs plan? Has he observed that? I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice, affordable solutions, the biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. Come.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officers said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
we travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
What? Keep it.
God, you're
take my. When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So what I did this morning, I watched our Neapolitan Mastiff, Ayudi, do something that I haven't observed before. And she's our protection, one of our protection animals. We have many. And she sleeps at different...
I'm thinking about some of the non-animals, but that's okay.
So Ayudi sleeps on the first floor of the farmhouse, and she sleeps on the second floor. She sleeps all over, and she changes locations throughout the evening and the night to make sure that she can see and hear everything that she wants to make sure that we're protected. And I saw this morning she happened to wake up from the second floor, and as she was walking down the hallway from the second floor, she stopped and looked out the window at the top of the staircase. Before she went down, and she spent about 15 seconds looking out the window, and I was behind her, and I said to her, would you like to go outside? And she knows what outside means, and so she looked down the stairs to go toward the door to go outside, and she stopped at the window, and she on the second floor window, she looked out at the at the grass below, and she saw frost on the grass. Now, for the previous week, she saw snow, but outside yesterday, she was playing in the grass, and it was a lot warmer, so the snow melted. But she looked at the frost for about 15 seconds. So it wasn't just a quick glance out the window. She was studying what she was seeing out the window. And then she went downstairs and went outside. And I'm wondering, do dogs have the ability to plan, Dr. Shilley?
Oh, heavens.
You think they
can? I mean, they can be extremely clever when they are, you know, chasing even a rabbit. I think they're more intuitive than people.
And that's where I was going with this. Because it appeared to me that she was planning. She was thinking, okay, do I really have to go outside?
Right.
Looks like it's going to be cold out.
Well, it's interesting.
Okay. And she doesn't... And she does not have a lot of hair. I mean, she's a short-haired dog. So cold, you know, she notices the cold. Well, where I'm going with all this goes back to the prenatal arguments and the yelling and the screaming and the effects on an unborn child. And how does that relate to an environment of television? And here's what I'm saying. Let's say a mom is pregnant. A human mom, she's pregnant with the unborn child 4 months, and she's watching television. And let's say it's loud and it's booming noises, and you know, there's lots of violence on these programs that mom is watching. Does that have an impact on a human child and how that child how his or her behavior is shaped prior to birth?
I believe it would, and there's very good evidence that the children, for instance, who watch, well, just because children do watch and are allowed to watch much more than our kids were. Our kids were allowed 4 hours a week. But the incidence of violence in our society is directly proportional to the violence on television. And therefore, the woman's emotions in watching all that nonsense certainly have to be negative. You know, we have this increased incidence of autism and ADHD and other problems. And it's society. It's not just television, of course. It's society as a whole that has fallen apart in many respects, with many too many people becoming far too irresponsible. And we now know that every known psychological emotional disorder, ADHD, autism, depression, anxiety, addiction, schizophrenia, everything in between, is related to an inability of the individual to make oxytocin, the love, nurturing, bonding hormone. And that starts at conception.
And so, Dr. Shilley, when I've been at the hospitals, and I've heard in the area where deliveries are done, and I've heard these mothers screaming giving childbirth, natural childbirth. I've heard them screaming, and so some people choose to have a cesarean section. Now, is one of those more traumatic in child for the child than the other?
Yes, actually, it's not a question of trauma in that case. It's a question that if the woman is put to sleep as an anesthetic for a cesarean, she stops making oxytocin.
Mm.
On the other hand, no matter how painful and other things, a natural delivery increases her oxytocin. So that's actually good for the child.
So there you have it, class. So exactly the opposite of what we might have thought initially, which is cesarean section, easier on the child, but the reduction in the, or the cessation of the oxytocin production affects the child. That, I think that's really interesting. And then, of course, that leads into mothers feeding their children with breast milk versus... for 6 months or so, versus introducing them to solid foods before 6 months. And it looks like more and more mothers are turning away from full 6 months of breast milk to let's start them eating solid foods earlier. What are your thoughts on that?
Bad. It's overwhelming. Allergies and other problems are significantly increased when you start feeding solid foods too early. So basically, breastfeeding, you know, unless the mother is physically unable to produce it, breastfeeding is infinitely better than anything else for feeding babies.
Well, our animals seem to think that, don't they?
Well, of course. I mean, you know, we don't wean our baby cattle in less than 6 months.
Yeah. Yep. And if you if a baby calf, a newborn, does not get mother's milk immediately the first day, with the colostrum, calf,
they die. And same true in horses, of course.
Mm-hmm. There you go. So why would we want to alter the natural form of things? Why would we want to mess with what really has been working for as long as humanity has been around? Why would we want to mess with that? And you know, that's something that I remember commercials in the 1960s on television. You know, you could get these formulas that could replace mother's milk, and mothers could, and in the 70s, heck, you could have someone else raise your child and give the child this formula, and mom could go to work and pay taxes.
Well,
right after giving birth.
It's crazy, but then what is it these days?
You mentioned ADHD, and I was thinking as you're saying that, when I was teaching class at the high school level back in 1993, I was teaching computer science at the high school level, and a lot of my students seemed to have ants in their pants, and I noticed that it was really difficult for me when I first started teaching, like day number one and day number two, to hold their attention. And I figured out what it was. It took me a couple days, literally. And I realized, because I was not trained as a teacher, I'd never been trained as a teacher. And I was in this class with 60 students. It was the largest class in the school district. And it was kind of wild. But what I found out was that the students were used to television. And they were used to 3 seconds of a scene and then flash to another scene and then 3 seconds to another scene. And I was competing real time with television, which was on fast forward. And that was pretty difficult. So I had to invent a character that I portrayed in my classroom, who happened to be Columbo. So I was Columbo in class, and I was forgetful, and I was confused, and the students finally realized that they actually had to pay attention to me because they couldn't tell when I was appearing to be confused and when I was acting, and what I found out I had to do was I had to always act and put them on the spot all the time, and then they paid attention. So
very
when we talk about
ADHD.
I would leave the classroom and I'd say, look, I'm going to be gone for about a half an hour. So let's see, you're in charge. I'll be back in a half hour. Thanks so much. And I'd leave and I'd come back like a minute later and I'd go, I'm back. And they go, I thought you were going to be gone for a half hour. Well, it all worked out. Other times I'd say, I'll be gone for 10 seconds. And I'd be gone 10 minutes. So they never really knew what to expect. So I kept them on their toes all the time. But that's because They had been programmed by television, and I had to compete with television. Diabetes. Dr. Shealy, what actually is diabetes? And the reason I ask this is as we get, as our society is headed more toward collapse and we don't have medications, I think it'd be good for us to know what diabetes is and what happens if we don't take insulin.
Well, of course, if you are a juvenile diabetic, that is, in general, if your diabetes starts before age 32 or so, it generally means that your pancreas has been damaged possibly by a major viral infection. We're not that certain of that. But at any rate, it's a major damage, and those people, you know, can die without insulin. And it's that important. Now, if you're an adult who gets insulin because you're just sloppy fat, which is the vast majority of diabetes today, then you can live a lot longer, although you have all kinds of other problems. Adult onset so-called diabetes is 99% of the time due to just being fat and eating sloppy. And it is reversible and preventable totally by common sense and good nutrition. Now, once you've got it, of course, you may need medication for a while, but in general, if you get it early, even as an adult, and even if you're overweight, there are natural things you can do that will help you while you are losing weight to recover. And we can talk about this break.
Let's talk about that when we come back. Adult onset diabetes, eating sloppy, what we can do. Let's see if we can talk about reversing it when we come back. Dr. Norman Shealy, USAPrepares.com, senior instructor. We'll be right back.
The Freeze-Dry Guy wants your attention for a very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze-Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without, with big survival buck savings. Our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese, all packed in six heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now, the best part. Buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide Worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norman Shealy and I are talking about diabetes, and he mentioned that juvenile diabetes occurs usually before the age of 32, and adult-onset diabetes is because or occurs sometimes because of sloppy eating, and it can be reversed. Now, going back to juvenile-onset diabetes, did you say there was major damage that's been done?
Yeah, in general, that is mostly non-reversible. But there's a wonderful book by a Dr. Bernstein, B-E-R-N-S-T-E-I-N, who, when he wrote the book, was already in his 70s, and he, through exquisitely careful lifestyle, did not have to take insulin, but he's one of the true exceptions to that business.
And what happens when the typical person with juvenile diabetes with major damage does not take insulin? What's the result of just saying, I'm not going to take the insulin? What happens?
Well, they go into coma, basically. The blood sugar can go up to hundreds and hundreds, and they become ketotic. They can't metabolize fat or sugar or most of anything, and they really will die without adequate insulin. Now, again, there are certain things naturally that can help. Chromium. Most people are deficient in this essential mineral, chromium, which is used by the pancreas to help make insulin, as is zinc. And so a milligram of chromium a day can help many people, or especially, again, the adult onsets. But I would always try it in the juveniles as well. And then there are some herbs.
Okay.
My favorite is Gymnema sylvestra, Gymnema sylvestre. 375 milligrams of that with each meal can help lower the requirement for insulin quite significantly. And a little vanadium, another mineral that is helpful, 7.5 milligrams a day of vanadium sulfate, certainly is worth trying in adult onset diabetes. And finally, Gugu lipid, GUGGULIPID, 500 milligrams of each meal. All of these are things that can help with sugar metabolism. But the only thing that really is adequate for most adults is keeping their body mass index normal, which is 18 to 24.
Dr. Sheila, I don't really know people who are, I'm sure I know them, but I don't see them every day, diabetics. I just don't. And I think that's because the people that I see most of the time in the country where I live, in the middle of nowhere, are lean. They are lean and they are hardworking and they don't have a lot of fat on their body. So, I don't see people saying, shoot, I've got to take my insulin, or
it's not
part of...
It's common sense.
Part of the discussions.
It is the lack of common sense.
The lack of common sense. Okay, so fried foods, avoid them, right?
Yeah, in general. I mean, I wouldn't worry about it once a month, but I would worry about it every day. Fat is fat, and there have always been fat people. But, of course, the incidence of obesity in the last 30 years has doubled, and it's a shame. And it's largely the responsibility of McDonald's. They talk about karma now. If there's any company that has karma, it is McDonald's, because they spawn not only their own junk restaurant, but a whole bunch of others.
Dr. Sheely, when we come back on the other side of the top of the hour news, I'd like to ask you this question. And that is, can you spot someone that you think, or someone who you think has diabetes from 100 feet away? Can you spot that by the physical presence of that person?
Yep.
Dr. Norman Sheely and I are going to be back on the other side of this break. Top of the hour news. Please stay tuned for hour number two of USAPrepares.com with Dr. Norman Sheely. We'll be back. Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.